one time fox was mighty bad, you know.
Oh.
But we don't have any fox anymore.
Oh, really? Do you have any chickens now?
No, ma'am. I've just got two dogs and one cat, all it eats.
Did you ever call, when you kept the chickens, did you ever call it a coop?
No, ma'am.
It was just your little house and family. Was there any particular way, how would you get your horses to start going? If you were getting ready, you know, to start the wagons or plows, how would you do that? And that get them started?
It's up to them.
And how would you stop them?
Wool.
Was there any particular way you would call the pigs or the sheep?
Well, not no particular way. Of course, you'd get them nearly any time. If it was feed time, they're always looking for their feed.
Yeah. And you never, I guess, did you ever call the chickens?
Well, no. Carry the feed out, they'd run
yeah.
over.
You didn't have to call them, did you? They were right there. What all were the parts you had on the horses? The saddle and the thing that went in his mouth and all?
That's bits. That was the bridle.
Yeah.
And we had the collar, hames, back band, traces. That took it to make a work animal.
Mm-hmm. Did you saddle them up very often? Had to ride them a lot?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
What were some of the parts of the saddle?
Well, the stirrup, horn, belly band, where you get in that saddle, they wouldn't fall off.
If you say you were going to go visit someone that was far away, what would you say?
You want to make a trip.
Would you call it anything in particular if it was a long way? Were your neighbors very close?
Yeah.
Were your neighbors, did you have many close neighbors?
Oh, yeah. There was lots of neighbors at that time. Since this Pupwood people bought so much land, done away with the houses and all, it makes the neighbors. We do pretty well through this section here. These people up here, they're counting on settling one day. And the place out here next to us is to sell now the 15th of December.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is that very far?
No, it's going to our land right out here, just beyond the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope they'll bring us some neighbors in.
Some more neighbors. What, does your son, does he live in Heflin? In the city?
Yeah.
Does your son live in the city of Heflin?
Yes, ma'am.
They don't live out here anymore? If you were, say, cutting the, I mean, you're plowing the field, what do you call where you cut or where you plow in the field?
Fur.
Fur?
You know, fur.
And if you were going to take all the trees and things off the land, what would you say you were doing to the land?
Clearing it.
I guess you had to clear a lot of land around here, didn't you?
One time we cut that with axe and leave those stumps there for them to rot.
Mm-hmm.
But now a person has got enough money to get a bulldozer, just knock up everything like they did on the road here. And it don't take long though to pay up high as $20 an hour for those bulldozers.
Seems like a lot.
But you can go and plow your land the next day.
Yeah, I guess it would be worth it. If you were putting wheat together, what would you call it? A bundle of wheat. Is there anything?
Burning the wheat.
I mean, if you were putting it together, say in a bundle and tying it up.
Well, we'd just rake them up and burn them.
Burn
briar and weeds.
Mm-hmm.